Now, the last home game in school history for Green Mountain College men's basketball team was on Saturday when the Eagles defeated Bryant-Stratton College Buffalo 81-53. That brought Green Mountain's record to 16-6 this year. VPR's Rick Sungari was in attendance for that game. He joins me now to talk about it. And Rick, set the scene for that final game for us.
I went to Pulteney, or as the locals like to call it, beautiful downtown Pulteney. And the Green Mountain College teams play at the Eagle Dome. And this is a really neat structure. It's got the arched wooden roof that reminds you of Gutterson Fieldhouse at UVM. There were about 100 fans there for the game, but it was cacophonous. It's more like the Dean Dome in sound than the Eagle Dome. It's really loud. It was senior day. They honored five graduating seniors. And I got to speak to a former player, Mike McDougall. He's from Cambridge, New York. He was a slick shooting guard at Green Mountain College from 1995 through 1999.
I do try to get back at least once a year to take in a basketball game. I've got three young boys of my own, and they're hoopers as well. They love basketball, and they enjoy coming back when they can. I brought my son Mason with me today. He had a basketball game this morning and was free this afternoon to come up with me to the game. So it is bittersweet, and we'll kind of feel a little bit of a heavy heart today as we watch the final game in the Eagle Dome.
McDougall played during a heyday of Green Mountain College basketball when they won three of the old Mayflower Conference titles in 4 years.
Well, Rick, this game took place just a couple of weeks after the school announced it was closing at the end of the semester. Was there a kind of pall hanging over the place at all?
Well, there was much joy in the gym, but the closing of the school did hang in the air. Crispin White graduated from Castleton State. He's the current director of student success at the College of St. Joseph in West Rutland and was the assistant men's basketball coach at Green Mountain College in the late 80s. So he has loyalty to these three schools that were athletic rivals. Here's what he was thinking.
Definitely sad, but definitely from my standpoint, I'm just proud of what's been accomplished here athletically and academically. And yeah, definitely sadness comes to mind because to see this being the end, it's unfortunate, especially for these athletes who are on the court today.
And there's a great article that appeared in the Rutland Herald last week where Crispin White recounts that great rivalry, the matchups between the three local schools from decades past.
How were the players that you spoke with feeling about all of this?
Well, I spoke with sophomore Tyrell Johnson after the game. He's from the Bronx. He moved to Rutland for his final 3 years of high school, and his comments seemed to embody the mindset of the team.
Oh, man, I love this team. We're great. We have good energy all around. I think it's just a group of guys who, you know, kind of mesh well together, and we kind of just love playing with each other. And knowing that it's our last few games together, we kind of just trying to enjoy every moment we have.
As we were speaking, Tyrell's teammates were taking photos with their phones of him being interviewed by me, and then he received a mini Gatorade shower.
Mini, just the bottles poured over him?
Just one bottle. This team, Mitch, seems to be as close as any I've witnessed. I mean, this is their swan song. They're staying positive, they're having fun, and they're giving their best effort. So that's really all you can ask.
That was their last home game, but what's left for Green Mountain College basketball?
Well, the women will play next Tuesday at the Eagle Dome. That'll be the final sporting event there. It was supposed to be this week, but the team from Davis College down near Binghamton had three players injured and two with the flu, so they were down to four women. The men still have five road games. Tonight they play at 7 at the College of St. Joe's, big rivalry, and then next Tuesday at Vermont Tech in Randolph Center.
Make sure to report those results on tomorrow's Sports Report. VPR's Rick Sungari, thank you so much.
My pleasure.